I really don't see it that way. I mean, I don't think you need all to do that to get in. Come on.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with
so
them.
So they kept on being like that in the church. They come in, get them a little touch, and as far as they was concerned, I'm good to go.
But the wise took oil in their lamps and their vessels with their lamps.
They kept their bodies prayed up with the Holy Ghost, highly anointed by our bodies.
And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
While Jesus here is waiting and getting ready to come back, they did what?
Slumber and slept.
They went on to sleep. Just well, I think I'm all right. I ain't worried about nothing.
And at midnight there was a cry made.
Well, here that night came.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go
at the last trump, the dead in Christ is rising out of the grave. Airplanes all out of control. 18 wheelers out of control with Holy Ghost fear. All very chaos on the road. Oh, 747 jet pilot was there. He was Holy Ghost fear. There was a plane in there crashing, just going crazy. 18 wheelers with Holy Ghost fear drivers and
praise God.
Can you see the chaos? Yes, but that's what's going to happen. Come on,
go out to meet him.
So they're going up.
Come on. Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil.
I see y'all leaving. Wait for us.
Or going out. But the wise answered, saying, not so.
Not so. We can't help you now. It's on you.
Lest there be not enough oil for us and you.
I ain't got time to try to drag you up there.
But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
You better go where you know you need to keep gas in your tank.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, said, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.
Stay ready, saints. Message today, is that right?
In your pocket.
Put it in the bank. Put it in the savings account. Every time you think you got $50, go to the lottery. Go down to the casino and put it in the bank. Put it in your savings account and you'll have something in your bank. That's why we say stay in Christ. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay prayed up and fasted up at all times because you'll have something in the bank.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez. 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I know a man named Jesus, and he.
till the close of the day. I shall see the great King and his glory when I've gone the last mile of my way. Now if for Christ we all proclaim his glad story, if I see all of my sheep that's gone astray, I am sure he will show me his glory when I've gone the last mile of my way. Oh, when I've gone, when I've gone, church, when I've gone, I shall rest, I shall rest, oh, I shall rest. And I know, oh, church, and I know, when I've gone, the last mile. If for Christ we all proclaim his glad story, if I see for all of my sheep that's gone astray, I am sure he will show me his glory. I shall rest, oh, I shall rest. And I know, oh, church, and I know, when I've gone the last mile of my way. Oh, when I've gone, when I've gone, oh, when I've gone, I shall rest, I shall rest, oh, I shall rest. And I know, oh, church, and I know, when I've gone, the last mile of my way. Oh, when I've gone, when I've gone, when I've gone, I shall rest, oh, I shall rest. And I know, oh, church, and I know, when I've gone. The last mile of my, on the last mile of my way.
Every how sweet. say praise God, praise God. Somebody ought to praise him. Come on. I think it's between Joel and Obadiah, I believe. Book of Amos. Something that I don't preach from too much. This guy Amos is just kind of a minor prophet. Didn't have a lot of impact, but he had some. You know, you don't have to be a world shaker. You just got to be a sin breaker, that's all. Book of Amos. And I'm going to be reading from the 7th chapter, and I'm going to read the 7th through the 9th verse. While we're going there, let me just give homage to God above, to the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to our pastor emeritus. Hadn't been with us in a while. Let us continue to pray for Dr. Huey Lawson. It is always a blessing. Most churches that transition to another pastor have the misfortune of not having their former pastor on the land of the living. We're different. We're blessed. We're blessed to have ours right here with us. Book of Amos, 7th chapter, starting at the 7th verse, reads like this. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Use for a subject just a little while, and I'm going to try to keep this promise. The holy plumb line. The holy plumb line. Amen. I don't know how many carpenters or people that have dabbled in carpentry we have in here, but most folks know what a plumb line is. Simply a measuring tool. It helps you to get the stuff you're building right. Amen. Amen. And in this case, Israel was being measured. You know, sometimes we all got to be measured. We all come up short. We all wind up a little crooked, and we got to be straightened out. Amen. Israel at this time is being plumbed. That's a carpentry phrase. When they say plumb it out, they mean to straighten it. Israel is being plumbed through the prophet Amos. He's talking to Amos. Amos is talking to the children of Israel. You know, when you're being plumbed, you got to stand up for the right thing. When you're being measured, you don't want to come up short. Amen? In carpentry, I think my daddy used to say, measure twice, cut once. So you make sure that it's right. So when you cut it, it's plumbed. Amen? Children of Israel have been disobedient all their existence, even now. And in this case, they were disobedient through different times in history. The book of Amos, though fairly obscure, but still a vital book in itself, measures the Israelites. Amen. It's a test. It's a measurement. See how they measure up. See how they line up. Amen. But once again, in Israel, there's disobedience, there's apathy, there's false security. There's the kind of things that don't measure up. Amen. We've all got things that don't quite measure up. We all need to be replumbed every now and then. We need to be straightened. Amen. Y'all know by now I love old blues songs. Amen. One comes to mind right now, says, let's straighten it out. But Lattimore was talking about a woman. But we need to straighten ourselves out when it comes to the Lord. Amen. Amos's vision was that of God standing on the wall. Standing on the wall of Israel's walk with God, so to speak, with a plumb line. Now, this was a vision. It wasn't a natural occurrence. But I think that Amos was wide awake, because when you say vision, usually folks are awake for a vision. When they dream, they sleep. But when somebody has a vision, usually they're awake. Amen. The reason for this vision was that God was not satisfied. Just like some of the things we do nowadays, God is not satisfied. My daddy used to say, God ain't pleased. Amen. And the vision was a way to let Israel know that you're not measuring up. You're not coming up to the bar. You're coming up short. There's a line you haven't met yet. Now remember, this is the Old Testament. We'll get to the New Testament in a little bit. But some examples of this, carpenters use some variation of a plumb line whenever they build things. There are some better than others. Some plumb lines are better than others. Some carpenters are better than others. My father-in-law was one of the best. My dad wasn't as good. They may use a physical or a mental plumb line. Now, if you're real good, you can look at it. Amen. You can sight it out. And you can tell what's crooked, and you can tell what's wavy. You can tell if it's too high or too low. But if you're a novice like me, you better get you one of them purple strings. Amen. Amen. And when you pull it out, it's a chalk line, and you pop it, and it leaves a little line. But we all need some way of measuring ourselves. We got to get our walls straight. Can I get a witness? In the Old Testament, God warned the prophets. Then the prophets warned the people. Nowadays, God warns the pastor. The pastor warned the congregation. Amen. Now, whether you listen or not, that's on you. Amen. But I'm going to give it like Amos gave it. And amen. And if you don't listen, then it's all for me. Can I get a witness? There's punishment, Mount Calvary, for disobedience. Now, I know what you're going to say. Reb, you're all the time talking about grace and mercy. And that doesn't deplete what I'm saying about grace and mercy. But sometimes punishment is for our own good. Yes, can I get a witness? Yes, when my children were little, when they didn't understand that fire would burn them, in order to keep them from being burned, my wife and I would tap them on the hand whenever they approached the stove. Yes. So they were punished, but the punishment was for their own good. Yes, it kept them from being hurt greater. And every now and then, God has to tap us on our hand to keep us from being hurt greater. Flood, hunger, disease. All of these things sometimes help mankind to line up. Helps us to get straight. Helps us to meet the bar. Can I get a witness? Amen. But back in the Old Testament, there was nobody there to take up the slack. Amen. There wasn't no Jesus. Can I get a witness? And when Amos told the children of Israel that you weren't lining up, some of them listened, some of them didn't. Amen. But now you got to know what's right and what's wrong. You got to know what's real and what's pretend. You ought to know what's good and what's bad. You've been here long enough to know what is and what ain't. I want to tell you a story from back in 1971. Amen. My daddy decided that he was going to build me my own room on the back side of our house. Now, we didn't have a mansion to begin with, and my daddy had to use all used wood from the Roy O. Martin Lumber Company. So when he brought that old wood to the house, amen, he did the very best that he could. But I was glad to get in that room. But as time went on, the walls began to buckle. Amen, and the roof began to sway. You see, my daddy hadn't plumbed it up straight as it needed to be. And when me and my wife got married, my room was our first house. Can I get a witness? We used to lay in the bed at night, and she'd tell me I can see outside through that wall right there. Can I get a witness? Y'all ain't from Woodside. Well, tell it.